Community Connections. CKMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections. CKMS.
Happy Monday, Waterloo Region. You're listening to CKMS Community Connections for the 17th of August, 2026. My name is Bob Jonkman. Today I have a studio full of youth who are in food systems. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
We'll be talking to everybody in just a few minutes. I'm going to start off with a brand new track by Little H. This is called Floaters. That's Floaters by Little H. And yes, by floaters he means the little things in your eyes that obscure your vision. Little H will be in the studio with us in a few weeks. Stay tuned for that. In the studio with me right now are four youth in food systems. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to ask you to introduce yourselves.
Sure.
So if you want to start over on my left there.
I can go first. My name is Jahanvi. I've been with the program for 2 years.
My name is Noor. I've been in the program for also 2 years.
My name is Manahil. I have joined this program this year.
My name is Luma, and I'm one of the 3 or 4 summer program assistants with Youth and Food Systems, just starting this summer.
Uh-huh. So, Youth in Food Systems means what? What are the food systems that you're in? Luma.
Yeah, so we have a lot of different programs. We have different school gardens. There's 6 around Kitchener-Waterloo, and we have 3 markets happening in the summer.
And where are those markets taking place?
And there's Fiddlesticks Community Center Market, mm-hmm. there's Eastwood at the high school, and then there's one at Victoria Hills Community Center. And then the 6 gardens, St. Benedict's, Huron, Eastwood, Resurrection, Cameron Heights, and KCI.
Well, that's quite extensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is something you're doing all summer long?
All summer long.
It ends soon, doesn't it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're coming to an end. Two weeks left.
2 weeks left.
The summer really flew by.
Yeah. It goes till the 26th of August, I think.
The 28th.
28th? Okay. Have those dates and locations in the show notes, hopefully online before the program actually ends. That'll be good. What do you do there?
So we help take care of the gardens. We plant different produce, and then we harvest that produce for the markets. And then at the markets, we sell produce from the gardens as well as from our farm partners, mm-hmm. such as Hurley's Farm and Greenheart Farm.
So just a couple of outlets for the produce that you're actually making.
Yeah.
You're not selling in grocery stores or variety stores or road stands at the side of the marketplace?
No, just fresh produce straight from the gardens.
Okay.
Grown by the youth that are here.
Manahil, what do you do?
So I am a market and a garden leader. Mm-hmm. I'm also part of PhotoWise. So basically in the garden, I'm at the Huron Garden. Mm-hmm. We're basically just growing plants. We're taking care of the garden beds. We make this project for our garden. We made a trellis for ours. Mm. And in the market, we're selling produce, which I'm in Victoria Hills, which is also very fun. And in PhotoWise, we just take photos of the things that we're doing, and then we present the photos at the end year celebration.
Okay, so photography is part of this.
Yeah, it is.
This is interesting. Jahazi, what do you do?
So I've been at the program for 2 years now, and I'm also a market leader and a garden leader. So at the market, at the garden, as she mentioned, we grow the produce, and we also have garden mentors that like help us through the process, help us decide meetings, and do like a lot of time management. And then we take that produce to the markets and we sell at the stalls. And the reason we don't go to like grocery stores and other like places that are like more crowded, it's to make the produce more accessible to communities that wouldn't be able to go there because of reasons like cost or transportation. So this acts as like another outlet that they can go to on a weekly basis. Specifically in my experience, I've learned a lot about like customer service and like our target audience. And I'm also at the Victoria Hills Community Center with Manahil. So there's like a lot of kids there. So we learn how to like interact with them and their parents, like attract customers. And like that's been my main experience and like what I've done at the market.
Yeah. Noor.
So I'm basically in Garden Leader. And I have like a lot of fun there. At first, I just started Youth Food System as only a volunteer, but it has been such more than that to me.
Yeah.
I get to meet a lot of people, and being connected with the community is just so fun, honestly. And this summer, we basically started our garden in Huron. And it's amazing how we had like only 4 beds. All of them were empty. And only a few days ago, we went there and it was like full of astonishing plants, vegetables that we could just bring home. It's a really good thing, you know, like going to a grocery store, which I don't know what type of product they would have. It's different. It's like fresh. When we were taking care of the plants, it feels like a little baby to us who we're just taking care of at the first, and then they start to grow, and then they start taking care of themselves. So it's a really good experience.
Well, it's got to be somewhat traumatic then. You have to sell your babies.
Yeah, I know it is. But it's a good thing. We're doing a good thing for community, you know.
Yeah. You've enjoyed it long enough that you come back.
Yeah.
For the second year.
I have started this like last year, and I was really excited to start it this year as well. I was waiting for it till like for a month, and then I also said to my friends to like maybe join, you know, it's gonna be it's gonna make our family more bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun, yeah.
Been lots of fun. What got you involved in the first place, Jahanvi?
So for me, and I think I could speak for a lot of the other youth in the program, it was the volunteer hours, because in high school we're committed to 40. But like I personally think that I've through this program, I've probably gone up over 100 hours. So I was long past the reason of only doing it for the hours. It's become like a much better experience because I've learned so many new things, and they're like such an asset to my resume. I've gotten a real job through my experience in this program. I've learned like things like customer service, handling different types of customers, outreach, digital marketing, digital promotion, and all these experiences like help me like be motivated to like keep coming to the program, right? And it's like a commitment that you can commit to, and it's the program is very clearly communicated. They give you like, for example, I always take bus tickets for transportation if I'm not able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And the program's free to join. You get all this experience, and they try to reduce your barriers as low as possible because they want you to have the experience of growing from our gardens to all the way to like selling them right to the person. And like you see that entire process, and I think like that process, it just makes selling much better because like you have that authentic experience, like you know you spent time growing all this, and now you're like bringing it to the customer.
And you've come back for seconds this year.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. But Naya, what's your first year?
So for me, it was also the volunteer hours, how she said.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I began, it was because of my friends and everything. We were enjoying the moments, and I was like, it's fun, and I'm getting to know the nature. And I was like, this was the part when you got close to the nature. And before that, it was just like me busy with studies, and it was just like so much difficult to like get involved, go outside. But since summer came, this program has helped me be more close to the garden, other people, like talking to other people in the market. That was also very fun. And as I joined more, like also my volunteer hours got completed, so I was like, do I still need to continue? Then I was like, of course, like this is such a beautiful part of your life, of the summer, as we joined the garden, and then I got to become the market leader, then photo vice. It just keeps getting more involved, right?
Yeah.
So it's just a big part of it.
Yeah. Luma, you're in first year as well, but mm-hmm. you're not a volunteer, are you?
No.
No. Tell me about your role there.
Yeah, for sure. So when I saw this role posted, I felt like it was just so perfect. It was calling my name. I really love working with youth. They're so awesome. Like, they have so much potential. They're so creative and smart. And I learned so much from them. So I was like, I gotta do this because I also really love gardening. I really love being in nature, learning about different plants, learning about agriculture, where does food come from? And it all makes me appreciate food all the more.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to learn more about gardening. I wanted to help the Youth and Food Systems program. I wanted to support these youth, build their skills, and just watching them grow has been honestly so worth it. I'm so glad I joined. Like, it's been truly such an incredible summer. Mm-hmm. I love this job. I wish that it didn't have to end, but it is a summer program assistant. And I'm very grateful for all the experiences I've had. Just watching the youth grow, honestly, it's been like such a privilege. Watching our gardens grow, just from what it was from the start of the summer till now, has been just so fulfilling. And being able to help youth build these skills that are going to be just staying with them life for life.
Yeah. Once you learn to garden, you never forget, do you?
Yeah, definitely.
How big's the program? I mean, I've got four of you in the studio here, which is full for the studio. But
yeah.
I can see that for gardening, that's not nearly enough people to
no.
do all the work.
How, no,
how big
definitely.
Is the program?
Yeah, definitely. It takes a village. We have about almost 50 youth overall,
okay.
total. And at each garden, there's about 6 to 7. And at the markets, there's about 7 to 8
okay.
youth.
And how many program leaders are there?
There is about 4 right now,
okay.
including me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Where does the funding come from for that?
Yeah, so we have a lot of partners
mm-hmm.
that help support us, like Kindred, union. We also have the city and different counselors. And all of these partners, we could not do it without them. They're they're all on the website if you wanted to check it out.
Some charitable foundations, some other funding sources.
Definitely.
Okay. So good that they're doing that.
Definitely.
What do you do after this? You know, you said the program ends. It ends in a couple of weeks. Got a nice line on your resume for this. What happens then?
That's such a great question. I really just want to be involved in my community in any capacity that I can, because that's what I've always done since I've graduated last year from university. So I want to continue doing that. And I also want to continue going out to these gardens, especially Cameron Heights, because I graduated from Cameron Heights.
Ah.
Yeah, 5 years ago. And like being able to go back is just so special to me.
Right.
Yeah, because like that's where I used to go. I never thought I would have this opportunity.
Right.
So I'm just very grateful, and I definitely want to keep going, just volunteering whenever I can. So I'll be in touch with some youth so we can continue to do some fall gardening and harvesting. But other than that, just hopefully going to find another opportunity where I can do what I love.
Right. Is there more gardening in your future or more leadership?
In my career?
Where do you see your career going? Is that is this a stepping stone to a leadership career, or is this a stepping stone to an agricultural career?
That's a really good question. I'm very flexible and open. yeah, I'm grateful for whatever opportunity comes my way, for either one. Yeah.
That's good, because you need to be flexible in today's workforce. Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
How about the rest of you? What is in the future for you after the program ends? Noor?
I feel like right now I'm in high school, going to grade 11, and I just cannot believe I'm growing up too fast, because I don't want to. Because I just remembered that yesterday I entered grade 9, and now I finished grade 10, I'm going in grade 11.
Yeah.
It's a new start, a new beginning, because this grade 11 and grade 12 matters a lot. The courses you take depends on your future and which path you take, you know? So right now I'm still undecided of what I want to do in the future, but I think my main pathway would be in leadership. I feel like I would do good in that field, I think. And after ending this program, I think I would be, Me, myself, I have done over 500 volunteer hours in grade 9. So right now I'm just open to like seeking opportunities around the community as well, just like Luma said. I like to do a lot of stuff since I want to explore my opportunities, and I want to see what's going on around the world, you know? Maybe I'm up to, I can be related to anything. Who knows?
Okay. How about you, Manahil?
So for me, I'm going in grade 10. I have not fully decided what I want to do yet, but I think after this program ends, I'm just going to look for more volunteer, focus on school. That's just my idea for now. I also want to like do something leadership in the future.
Okay.
Maybe something gardening, because I love nature so much. I was like, it should be in the future, because like it's a natural part of life. You need nature.
Yeah.
And for school, like I'm just finishing my hours, so I'm just going to do more volunteer, take leadership. And for like, since I'm going in grade 10, it's not that hard or difficult, but I still want to focus on studies.
Yeah, yeah.
For like, finish my mom's expectations and everything.
Ah.
Parents, yeah.
Parental pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just my sister's expectations too, since she wants me to take grade 11 courses.
Ah.
Yeah.
Janvi?
Sure. I know what I want to do. I want to go into finance.
No.
And I know if any like youth are watching this, going to think like, why is she joining a food service program if she wants to go into finance? But I think that like programs like this, they give you, it's not just like directly related to food. They give you so much more experience. And it's not just like for your resume, but like communication skills, like making connections and everything, like networking. And I know like youth nowadays, like especially me, when I first joined the program, I was thinking I need an opportunity where I can grow, where I can like, I have a position name, like I'm a volunteer right now, but then I can grow and have like a different name, right?
Right.
So I wanted a position where I could grow and where that would like, for example, help my university applications.
Mm-hmm.
So I like mainly joined the program for that. And I realized that like, if I worked hard, which I have in this program, I've found like so many different opportunities. Like Luma has given me the opportunity to like handle their Instagram. So like I've made like a few promotion posters, marketing reels and things. So like I've learned a lot about digital marketing. And also I'm always interested in like how we price things because I'm interested in finance. Right. So like our pricing models and comparing that to like local grocery stores. And I think that like this experience has helped me like strengthen what I want to do in the future, because I wasn't always confident that I wanted to do in finance. I honestly didn't believe that I was like capable enough, because it's a very competitive, like there's no way I can get into investment banking soon. So it strengthened my forte and like capability and like my motivation to like continue what I want to do.
Yeah, I think finance is probably a good choice in this capitalistic society. Every organization needs financial people at the core. So
yeah.
I think it's a good career path.
So do I,
yeah.
How about getting your hands dirty? I mean, you're doing gardening, right? I mean, you're actually digging in the soil and planting seeds. Noor, what do you do in the garden itself?
I think that's not even going to say, like, getting your hands dirty, you know? Like, it's like a passion. At first, you might seem like, oh my lord, I'm doing gardening, I'm going to get my hands dirty, and it's going to get all over the place. But if you get into it, you're going to see that it's more than that. You're going to see, like, you're kind of planting little seed into this land, and then it's going to grow big one day, and you're going to be really proud of that, because, you know, I'm not going to say the environment is getting bad, but it is getting less in the future. So the least we could do is probably help a little, you know, for the whole world. It's a little thing, but it can turn out really big. Yeah.
The loss of farmland is a big issue in municipal politics.
Yes,
as well as food security. People don't always know where their food is coming from or how safe their food is. So being able to grow your own food is a very good security measure.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I have at my own house, we have, like, some plants in our backyard. And whenever we feel like it, the fun part is that when it's finished growing, we go and pick them out. And my mom would be like, you know what? Okay, we're going to make a tomato sauce today all together. Like, all our family are kind of, like, smashing or everything doing together. It's like, it makes our whole family together as well feel connected. And this little small things, even though it doesn't matter in life, it shows that your family is doing effort, and these little moments makes us whole, come us together, and then have fun.
Making tomato sauce by planting seeds. that's incredible.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Well, Nyla, how did you learn to garden?
Okay, honestly, before starting, I did not know anything about gardening. I did not know we were supposed to give plants the space they need for them to grow more. I just thought,
put all the seeds in one pile?
Yeah, like I was like, oh, they're gonna grow like very big, right? That's how I started. Like, I would love to garden as a kid. I would go grab soil and like put seeds in the between, but I didn't really know how to take care of it. But as we started, I was so surprised to see, oh, we're cutting plants to help them grow more. Okay. I was so confused at the start, but as we make things better, I'm telling my mom, oh, mom, you have to cut this plant to make it grow better. And she's like, what are you doing? I said, I know now, I'm growing plants. Honestly, for me, getting my hands dirty wasn't a big problem, because you're taking care of the plants. That's how it's gonna be. It was very like a fun experience. And first of all, our garden beds were very empty, but like as we put plants in them, like we started to grow things in them. Now when we're going and taking a look at it, we are so happy because they are growing so good, and we're just waiting for them to be harvested to send to the market.
Right. So Luma, where does the education part of the program come from? Where do you get people to teach youth how to garden?
Yeah, so each garden has its own garden mentor. So these mentors really guide the youth, educate them on the different plants that they have in their gardens, how to care for these plants, how to sow seeds, all the different gardening things, you know, how to do some weeding, watering, you know, there's techniques for everything, like watering, you gotta water at the base, right at the roots, how many times do you need to water this specific plant in a day or in a week, all these different little things. We've been very, very lucky to have these mentors for each of these gardens. They're amazing. They build connections with the youth, and they also teach the youth really valuable knowledge and skills.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to have a gardening background to land this position?
Surprisingly, no.
Ah.
Yeah, just enthusiasm for learning, excitement for learning, and a love for like nature and plants and, you know, right, wanting to learn how to garden. So not all of us came into this very skilled in that area, but we all came very skilled in working with youth and in wanting to learn more.
Right, right. So, Janvi, would you consider a career in agriculture?
Specifically in agriculture, I'd say not yet. Maybe being in this program more could convince me. But like my intention at first was only to be a market leader, but okay, I was like greedy for hours, and I knew that like I believe that like whatever you learn can't go to waste. Like you're going to use it somewhere somehow. Yeah. And it's not just like, oh, I'm learning how to plant a seed. There's like time management, communication, all those things go into like gardening. And I was recently talking, as we have an end of the year celebration, so we're like sharing these like little aspects that we've learned. So I was recently talking about how like there's a lot of innovation that goes into agriculture that people don't realize. Like you don't look at like vegetable in the grocery store and think about where it comes from. But now that I've been in this program for so long, I can't look at food without realizing all the hard work and innovation and brainstorming and all the different people that have like put hard work into that singular vegetable. So agriculture specifically, I was never interested in planting, but I was interested in the skills that I get from that. And either way, I have learned like so much. Like I've learned so much about planting. My backyard is totally different than what it looks like 2 years ago because of all the experience I've had. So it's definitely one of my main hobbies. And all the skills that I've learned so far would go into my future career.
Right.
And maybe if I get bored of my future career, this would be my second option.
Okay.
But I think, like, even people who want to go into agriculture, this is great. Like, the program is great. And even for people who didn't, this program has, like, helped me a lot. And, like, stepping out of my comfort zone,
right,
and everything.
Right. Yeah. So, Noor, Janvi said something about knowing where the food comes from. You find that's something that's affecting you more now too, wanting to know how the food has been grown?
Yeah, a lot. I think myself, I also think that this program has affected me in little ways that does not really, like, you know, show itself, but you kind of realize it after a while. Me, myself, when I try harvesting and take out the fruits, sometimes I want to take it home. My garden mentor was like, you know what, you can grab some of them, but like some of them leave them for the market, you
right,
know, we want it for the community. And my mom is always happy, like whenever we just bring vegetables home, she'd be like, oh my lord, you guys grow so much things. And I was like, yeah, I did not even know myself. And we also got to try a lot of new things, like in our garden we planted zucchini and we have never tried that. We brought it home, we tried it for the first time. It was really good, actually.
Yeah.
I loved that. I was like, wow, it's because of this program we got to experience new things, kind of try new things, which is something I usually do not do, because in our culture it's like we have to be cautious about eating things, like if it doesn't have anything that we just usually don't eat, you know. For my sister, we have this one person in our group, she's a Muslim, and she always asks us like, okay, wait guys, do we eat this or are we supposed to eat this? And she's like, yeah, you can eat this. Like,
yeah,
totally. And we then bring it home.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I find it surprising what is actually edible.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
there's the beets that you can grow. You know, the beets are the thing that you're growing it for. But the leaves of the beet plants are perfectly edible too. Tastes like spinach.
I know.
So it's incredible what you learn when you're growing your own food.
Yeah.
So Nihal, what is the funnest thing that you have learned from the program?
Okay, so maybe the funnest thing was that we can eat flowers. I did not know that. I was so surprised when our garden mentor told me that. And I was like, what do you mean we can eat flowers? And she's like, some flowers are eatable. And I was like, okay, so we can taste them. And then we started tasting them. And that was something fun. That was a fun experience. Yeah. And also in this program, just like we learned so much about gardening and how they both said, like, about dealing with customers in market. Like, in market, it was so fun. We got to deal with some customers that wasn't very pleasant, but
oh,
we had,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of those.
Yeah, so that was fun. It taught us how to, like, deal with those customers and step out of our comfort zone. It was a nice experience, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Luma? Have you been in the garden? Have you got your hands dirty?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My favorite thing that we do would be when we sow the seeds into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we choose which seeds. We have, a document on which seeds to sow during which time of the year.
Okay.
So recently it's been, like, carrots, arugula, kale, spinach, things like that.
Okay.
I
don't
really
know what arugula,
like,
is. What does that look like?
Arugula is like a leafy green. Actually, it can be small, but it can also be big.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about baby arugula.
Okay.
And it tastes kind of peppery.
Ah.
And yeah, you can put it in salads and in sandwiches, and it's really, really delicious.
You have to check that out.
Yeah, and something I've tried that I didn't try before is Swiss chard.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've never had that
mm-hmm.
before. Something that I got to try after a really long time is rhubarb. I really, really love rhubarb. And yeah, I really enjoy harvesting. It's very fulfilling to see, you know, the work that you've put in and then finally being able to give that to the community
right.
and help them access yeah. the fresh food. But definitely love getting my hands dirty and touching dirt and, like, grass. Like, literally
yeah,
touching grass.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going in with leadership skills and you're coming out with gardening knowledge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What
about going into the garden in other places? Have you expanded this? I think somebody said you've got a backyard now that's all flourishing because the skills that you've learned.
Yeah, so, like, through my experience, like, at the garden specifically, added more plants to, like, my backyard, and, like, my family's, like, really appreciated it. And also, like, as Manahil mentioned, like, we have to, like, weed and get rid of plants that the plant itself to make it flourish more. So we get to take these things home. So I have two tomato plants that I took directly from our Cameron Heights market or garden. And I've been growing them at home and using that, like, the veggies and fruits. So it's given me, like, a direct source. And other than my own home, the YFS program gives us, like, a lot of opportunities to, like, go to different community markets. For example, we met a woman who has, like, a whole market in her home. That's how she creates a living. And seeing these, like, different locations in, like, downtown, like, you never expect it, right? And there's also locations that, like, are free for the community. Like, you can just go in, pick some vegetables and fruits, and then come out. So
okay. We
take field trips there and to, like, local indigenous places and things like that. So, like,
yeah. We've
had a lot of different opportunities for that.
There's a whole community garden network in Waterloo Region.
Exactly,
that,
yeah.
A lot of people are growing their own food in those places. So that may be something to check out for further volunteer opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Noor?
We came here 2 years ago in Canada. Everything was new, the language, the environment, the living style. And my mom kind of always felt anxiety because she was alone. My dad is still in my home country.
Oh.
And the only thing that I'm talking about my mom's experience, I'm sorry, but the only thing that she found herself in was gardening.
Okay.
And taking care of plants. She actually brought this little plant when we first came here, and it's still with us till 2 years. She brought its friend as well. She was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to bring its friend so it can grow more better. And it's doing wonderful. I love that. Like, for me, I at first did not have any interest in those. I was like, Mama, you're going to make, like, our house really dirty. That's not okay. But now when I'm gardening myself, I see, like, what my mom feels, you know, like,
right.
Inside. She just wants a little company and, like, something that she can look after so she can get her mind
right.
off of some things, you know.
Sounds like for both you and your mom,
yeah.
all these plants have personalities.
Yeah, all of those plants. I'm like, she has this money plant and the other one is kind of like floral. I don't know its name, but it's really pretty. It's turning out really great now. So
yeah.
It's something that I really appreciate now.
Yeah. So Manahil, how about your garden? Has that taken off?
For me, yeah. We lived in this different place before. And my mom loved that place because, like, in the backyard, there was these tomatoes that she would grab and she would make things from them. But since we moved, we didn't have that backyard anymore. So the new backyard we had, it wasn't much filled with fruits or flowers. It was just wild plants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, very sad about that. So that's why she brought the plants home. She was like, let me take care of them. These are going to be friends. But after the program, we looked more at our backyard. We took some plants out and we put new ones in. We were like, we got to take care of this one too. Even though we didn't, like, it didn't start as a more meaningful place, but now it is more of like a meaningful place as we're growing more flowers and fruits in it. We started doing this when I joined the program, like after a week, because I was to my mom that, oh, we're growing this and that. And she was like, why can I not see that? And I was like, we can grow it in our backyard. That was a fun experience. Okay. Yeah.
So when you get back to school, it's not that far away. Are there gardening clubs in your high schools?
The garden beds that we work at right now, like, for example, me and Luma are at Cameron Heights. So they, all the schools, most of them that have their garden beds outside or, like, in the back, they have eco clubs that, like, take care of these in the school year. So some of us are also part of that during the school year to, like, you know, continue the work that we've done over the summer while the other people were away. And that work is continued through other students.
So you're actually working in the plots at the schools where you go to school?
Yeah, like after school.
Okay, that's cool, that's cool. Should make Noor happy because all her personal pets in the garden will continue to receive her attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been part of a gardening club before?
Not previously before the program, but after the program, I, like, always took time out of my day to, like, attend as many meetings as I can.
Okay.
And, you know, like, look at the work that we've been doing, because a new thing has entered, like, the program, like the YFS program. It's called our Garden Improvement Project. So we have, like, a budget of $200 to improve our gardens and something for the markets. And that could look like anything like infrastructure, like a trellis or something, or something for, like, wildlife, like a bird bath, which we recently installed at the Cameron Heights Garden. And, like, that, like, allows us to, like, continue our work throughout the school year.
Right. How about you, Noor?
Well,
part of other gardening clubs?
We do have a club in our school, and I'm a part of it as well. The club name is Green Earth, and it's really amazing because I've also been a part of that for 2 years since I started school. We garden in the summer, and in the winter, we have, like, little plants inside our school. We kind of grow them inside and then sell them at the end of the second semester, which is really amazing. And before, like, we knew that our garden was going to be at Huron this year, so my teachers were so excited to hear about all of the experiences after summer. I hope my teacher sees this so so they can know what happened.
Yeah. And that's your school?
Yeah, our school. It's our main school. So we're going to be, you know, connected with our child, like, literally together. Yeah. So it's really fun.
I guess, Manahil, you can't escape that either.
I had the same thing. So we both go to Huron, and we both are in the Green Earth Club. So basically, we do the things that she was telling. But with that, we also, what you said, take care of the recycling, because that's also a part of nature in the Green Earth Club. And yeah, so we made this trellis for our garden here on Heights. And I'm just so excited. Like, since we're going to go to school after this program, it's not like we're going to abandon the garden. We get to see it again. And every day, like, we can go out and we take care of it every Monday. So I feel like that's a big part of the Green Earth Club. That's actually how I found this program. From that, they put this poster out that YFS is joining. I'm pretty sure last year they came to do a speech at our school. So that's how we found out about the program. And Noor was also doing it before, like the year before. So she told me about it and she was like, you should join. And I was like, sure, why not? Yeah.
A little bit of pressure there.
Yeah.
So, Luma, these people all look like leaders to me. Is there a path to the leadership position that you hold in Youth in Food Systems?
To continue?
Yeah, well, hopefully for next year. But these folks aren't going to stay in high school forever. They're going to need to find summer employment as well.
Oh, yeah. I definitely see a lot of our youth leaders, market or garden, I definitely see a lot of them coming back in whatever capacity that they can.
Not like, just as volunteers to do the gardening.
Yeah, I see a lot of you guys maybe doing this role in the summer, because I think that would be awesome to have a YFS alumni kind of start summer program assistant role.
Right. What other positions are available in youth and food systems?
The specific program? Yeah.
Somebody to look after finance, perhaps?
You never know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what the structure of the organization is.
The summer roles are just for the summer, and then they have the rest of the staff who are kind of like continuous.
Right. So they'll be around all year to plan the program for next year, perhaps.
Exactly. The coordinators and the directors. So it's this really small team.
Okay.
And it's just the summer ones that kind of come and go. But it's really awesome because then people get to have those opportunities every summer.
Right. And this Youth and Food Systems is not just here in Waterloo Region. This is a Canada-wide thing?
Youth and Food Systems is just in Waterloo.
Just in Waterloo. Okay. Yeah. So a very local organization.
Yes.
Okay. From the website. I've been looking at the website. And the website actually looks quite impressive. It's the kind of thing where you might think that, this is a cross-Canada thing with hundreds of paid people to do the work.
Oh.
But that's not the case.
Yeah, Seeds of Diversity is the main organization that Youth and Food Systems program falls under.
Okay. When I went to the youthandfoodsystems.ca website, I got redirected to seeds.ca.
Yes, that's the main organization.
Right. And Youth and Food Systems is part of that.
Exactly.
So Seeds.ca is a bigger organization then? Is that the Canada-wide one?
Yeah, I would say that one is pretty Canada-wide. The office is based in Uptown Waterloo. Yeah, they do a lot of seed saving and different things, but Youth and Food Systems is the specific program that we work with.
Okay. After the program folds up for the summer, all the vegetables have been pulled out of the garden and eaten, is there room for more volunteer help at Youth and Food Systems?
I would say definitely stay updated through the Instagram, which is Youth in Food Systems, for any opportunities. I know the Cameron Heights Eco Club will also post on their Instagram if there are opportunities open to the public. And I think their Instagram is chci_community.garden.
Okay, we'll find that on the internet. Stick it in the show notes.
Yeah, people can definitely like check it out because there will definitely be future opportunities if people want to come and help out. There's workshops, field trips, gardening opportunities. There's a lot.
Okay. And then for next year, I'm sure this will fire up again next year. What time of year should people start sending out their, I don't know, do you need to put in a resume to apply to work in one of the gardens?
To be a market or garden leader?
Not just a garden leader, but just to participate at, the ground level, if you will.
Things start kind of early, even though it's just for the summer. So I would say keep an eye out at the start of the year on the Instagram.
January.
Maybe not January.
Maybe not January.
Just the start of the year.
Okay.
I really don't know. It varies, I would say.
Around March.
Okay. Around March. Around springtime.
All right.
Yeah, springtime, not start of the year.
And then how do people sign up to become a volunteer to do all the fun stuff that you're doing?
So to become a market and garden leader or a youth program assistant?
Just to work in the gardens, just to help out, to sow the seeds, to water the plants.
The applications to become a garden or a market leader usually come up in March. Is that when you guys applied?
Okay.
You just have to email, basically, and then later on, you can also join in later, July. Join in later as well if you get laid.
Okay. A great resource to find this opportunity specifically and others if you're looking for more opportunities in programs like this is Waterloo Volunteer. If you search that up, a website for volunteer opportunities in Waterloo, and you can specify based on what you want to work in, marketing or finance or agriculture for example. And that's where I know a few of other volunteers, including me, have found this program from. And the application looks not for us volunteers a resume, but what are you interested in? How can you benefit the program? And what do you want to learn?
Yeah. Easier than applying for a job.
I'd say. At least for a volunteer.
Yeah, it's very accessible. It's a Google form.
Yeah.
Right.
Just ask a few questions.
Manahil, are you coming back next year? You're going to do this again?
Definitely. I feel like it's such a big part of summer. I cannot imagine my summer without this next year. Because I just imagine it being so boring and just me doing nothing and sitting at home. But with this, I feel like I'm definitely going to come back. I'm planning, hopefully, to do the market and garden leader again. And if photo-wise is also remaining, then I'll do that.
Okay. Noor?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to do this till I graduate, at least.
Okay.
So I have now made a lot of friends in this program. So I'm looking forward to meeting them again next year. It's a big gap, but, you know, friends come together again.
Yeah.
And also learn a lot of things more than that.
Yeah. And are you coming back, John V?
I'd say because of my experience, I've, like, learned to, like, manage my time and everything better, and entering, like, grade 11, a lot, like, university stress and everything.
But university stress in grade 11 already?
Well, I go to a very competitive school, Cameron IB program and everything.
Oh.
And people are, like, creating, like, new clubs and projects and nonprofits and things, and everyone has like a ton load of experience. So hearing all that always makes you want to like try new opportunities and, you know, be more competitive, which is like environment I usually prefer. So I'd say like I'd keep going with the program because it's better to have, you know, 3 years of experience than two, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And like because I've learned to manage my time better and everything, and I have a lot more experience, I feel I could contribute more to the program. So I'd join
okay.
again.
Noor, if you had to give some advice to somebody coming into the program for the first year, what is the most valuable thing you could tell them?
I think I would say, like, don't join it only for the volunteer hours. It would help a lot. It's not only volunteer hours. You can learn a lot of things you don't even think of. Even entering a program is a small thing, but when you get into it, you meet new people, you get into the community, and then you feel belong there.
Yeah.
Like, at first, when I came here, there was another organizer whose name was Andrew, and he was so popular around this little community. Whenever I like volunteered in another place, they would know about him, and I would feel so surprised because it wasn't even related to an agriculture or something. But I was like, that's a good thing, you know, because in this little community, Kitchener-Waterloo, if you feel like you are belong there and people know you, that's the most goodest thing you can
yeah.
ever have. Even like a local person being known by others is wonderful.
Yeah.
For me, that's a really good thing. For others, I would say, like, this is a small thing. And if you get into this program, it's going to be a lot more than you can imagine.
Right. So definitely community building.
Community building,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah. Manahil, what advice do you have for the people coming after you?
I would say, please engage. When I was starting, I was not able to answer much of the emails. So I would say, look at your emails, please, because they're trying to reach out to you. They're trying to get you involved. Join the field trips, because that's at the starting. Even if you have a lot of going on, make time for like a few meetings of the start, because that's when you're really getting to know other people, when you're getting to know the staff. So definitely check your emails at the start. The starting is a very big key to you joining this program.
Okay.
Be enthusiastic, definitely.
Yeah, and Jahanvi, what was the most difficult thing that you learned?
The most difficult thing that I learned, I'd say, personally, I'm a very people person,
mm-hmm.
but that's usually with like the people I'm comfortable around. So, and I know that's not going to be the case if I'm, like, for example, again, entering finance or any career at all. Like, it's not going to be the case where I'm comfortable around the people I work with. So it was so important to me, as they mentioned, like, to step out of my comfort zone. For example, at the market, we had this challenge that you have to go at least to one person and, like, hand them a poster and just tell them about how, like, our produce is local and to support, like, a good program like this that's, like, teaching youth different skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, I enjoyed doing that, even though, like, I always
okay.
wasn't up for the challenge. And dealing with different customers, building these skills, building patience is all going to help. Like, I know each and every one of us in, like, our future endeavors. So I'd say, like, step out of your comfort zone and also network, because that's where you get most of your, like, opportunities from. Don't be shy to ask questions and ask, like, oh, what do you do in this program? Like, are you sure, like, I can join? Like, am I qualified? And you never know, like, you actually might, like, grow in this program. Like, I didn't think I would get this far. And so I think, like, don't be, like, afraid to, like, ask questions
yeah.
and network.
So, Noor, you're the plant as people person. You know, every plant has a personality. How
yeah.
did you find dealing with actual people? you know, the marketing part of that?
I feel like I am an extroverted person a lot of times, and I'm on people's pleaser. I want the other person to feel like comfortable around me and like feel like they can rely on me. But sometimes it's not the case, you know, like as a leadership person, after all of this experience I've had over the years, and also because of youth food systems, sometimes you do have to change yourself to get to know about the other person.
Bit of motivation.
Yes, the motivation. Sometimes you have to be harsh. Sometimes you have to be like a little bit different than your personality to get to the point. And I would say, like, for everyone out there, be chalant, guys. I feel like being nonchalant gets the other person also feel uncomfortable and kind of they would be like hesitant to talk to you. But I would say, like, being like a person who everyone relies on and they get real good vibes from you is a win-win situation for you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What do you think, Manahil?
For me, I don't really know if I'm extroverted or introverted. I think it just depends on where I am or what I'm doing. So for me, I would say as a person, you should just be yourself. Like, you should try to keep your real self while talking to other people. I mean, changing for other people is okay if you're trying to be polite to other people, which is fine. But like changing your whole personality for someone else won't be the key for me, because I feel like if you want to be someone who's a bit loud, that's fine, but you have to be respectful with that. That's the biggest point that you have to keep.
Right. Last word goes to Luma. Yay. What advice do you have for people coming into the program, and can you just give me all the particulars about contacting you or other people at Youth and Food Systems if they want to get involved?
Oh yeah, for sure. So you guys just said it all so perfectly, honestly. Like, stay engaged, get involved, go to all the different field trips, take advantage of the opportunities presented to you, put yourself out there, get out of your comfort zone, try new things, take on challenges, even if it's hard. It's always fulfilling, you know, meet new people, create those connections, networking, and just stay open to all the possibilities of what could happen when you join Youth and Food Systems.
Right.
And to get involved in this work, I would say you can message the Youth and Food Systems Instagram.
Okay.
And if you want to contact me, yeah, that's where you'll find us.
Okay, right on Instagram. And the website is youthandfoodsystems.ca, which will take you to seeds.ca. So have all those links on the show notes, radiowaterloo.ca/CCC.
Awesome.
I want to thank you all for coming in. It
thank
has
you.
Been a great afternoon. So thank you all for taking time out away from your gardens to come in and talk on the radio.
Thank
You've been
you
listening
so much.
To CKMS Community Connections on CKMS FM. CKMS FM is a production of Radio Waterloo. It's sponsored by Radio Waterloo. My name is Bob Jonkman. The theme music you're listening to is by Stephen Todd. CKMS Community Connections airs every Monday at 3 p.m. and for the time being, alternate Wednesdays at 11. I'll be back next week.